This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 374 for Monday, May 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are mixed on Monday as the markets across the board react to the failure of the First Republic Bank in the United States and to the turnaround in the Chicago soy complex. With the final settlement still pending, the July canola contract adds $1.20 at $704.60 per ton, and new crop November is unchanged at $682.60 per ton. Federal regulators in the U.S. are permitting J.P. Morgan Chase to acquire First Republic in hopes of staving off the worst repercussions of the country's second-largest bank failure and a third in about 2 months. In the meantime, there's support for canola coming from sudden upticks in the Chicago soy complex. However, pressure is coming from losses in global crude oil prices. The markets for European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are closed for May Day. An analyst says the funds are building their short positions, including those in canola. He also says there should be good planting progress on the prairies this week, especially across the drier western half of the region. The Canadian dollar is higher on Monday, with the loonie at 73.88 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.65. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its export inspections report for the week ending April 27th. Outbound movements of soybeans are nearly 402,000 tons, up 6.4% from the previous week. Corn exports are about 1.52 million tons, jumping almost 62% over last week. Wheat is around 358,000 tons, dipping 1.5%. Effective today, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange raises the daily limit on Chicago soybeans to $1.05 per bushel and lowers the limit on soy oil to 4 cents per pound. As well, Chicago and Kansas City wheat are reduced to 60 cents per bushel. Limits on other grains remain as is. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The July contract advances 8 cents at $14.27.5 per bushel. July soy oil inches up more than a tenth of a cent at 51.81 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $1.20 at $433.60 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its July contract dipping a half cent at $5.84.5 per bushel. Oats are lower as well, with its July contract dropping 7 cents at $3.05. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, as Chicago July retreats 15.5 cents at $6.18. Kansas City July drops 19 cents at $7.57. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July gives up 13 cents at $7.91. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, May 1st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.